TED Talks, those familiar videos of experts sharing big ideas on stage, have become a worldwide phenomenon. Independently organized TEDx conferences are now hosted in cities around the world, including right here in Spokane. The idea for TEDx Spokane began with Jamie Tender, an administrator at St. George's School, a small private school in North Spokane.
Actually, originally it was TEDx St. George's School, and I got interested in bringing TED to St. George's along with our former head of school, Joe Kennedy, and it was because we were both big fans of TED and saw the natural tie-in to an independent school, and we thought, what a better way to bring in interesting speakers to a school setting and something that we could provide to the Spokane community.
Over the past 8 years since that first event, the conference has expanded, taking on the TEDx Spokane name and moving from St. George's 300-seat auditorium to the Bing Crosby Theater in downtown Spokane. Along the way, more than 70 local and national speakers have taken the TEDx Spokane stage.
Personally, some of my favorites were, we had a gentleman who was a med student from Stanford. His name was Muthu Alagappan, and he talked about basketball analytics. It was kind of Moneyball for basketball. And then Dr. Lisa Bliss was another one who did an unassisted trip from Death Valley to Mount Whitney. So that was another big favorite.
The name TED originally stood for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. But now TED topics can cover any subject, captured by TED's slogan, Ideas Worth Spreading. This year's TEDx Spokane lineup reflects that diversity.
The conversations and the ideas this year are dealing with teenagers and respecting them as their own generation, and they have a lot to offer. A talk about fake news and the impact that has. A speaker talking on autism and bringing those individuals with autism into the workforce and how they can be successful. Educators, authors, poets, morticians, community advocates, nonprofit administrators or CEOs. So I'm pretty excited about it.
One of the performers at this year's TEDx Spokane event is outgoing Spokane Poet Laureate Mark Anderson, who will be reading and discussing a poem he wrote using lines from a poem written by his great-great-grandfather.
It was a very sad poem. It was in a diary, and on one side of the diary was a list of 21 names that was memorial cards to send to friends for his wife's death, my great-great-grandmother. And on the opposite page was this poem about loss and sadness and like what comes of our lives. And I kept turning around these lines in my head and thinking about family and about history and all these things. And I decided to write a poem incorporating a lot of those lines. The title is The Crown Leaves Scatter, which is a line from the poem. And there's things like beauty fades and roses perish and blossoms crumbling. So it's this kind of weird intergenerational collaboration across the centuries.
Another local voice will be Carly Ingersoll, a musician and co-owner of the Bartlett and the Lucky You Lounge in Spokane.
The big idea, which is the TED thing, is that the process of creating music is more important than the response you get from it.
As part of her TED Talk, Ingersoll will perform songs from her new album and discuss her journey as a musician.
I started playing music out at shows and stuff when I was like 20. On this track of like wanting to build my career and like, you know, break out or whatever. And I kind of hit a wall after my second album and just kind of really fell flat on my face and wanted to quit music. And so it's kind of about that and like how I got back on my feet. And I really see it as kind of a message to other artists too of like, how do we get our perspective straight on why we make music, why it's important? And I play some music too.
From its roots as an educational conference at St. George's School, TEDx Spokane has since become its own nonprofit organization. But St. George's still plays a role in organizing the logistics of the event.
our role now at St. George's is to still want to focus on education. We feel like it's something that the school has created as a gift for the Spokane community, and we're proud of being a part of it.
TEDx Spokane will take place Saturday, October 26th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Bing Crosby Theater in downtown Spokane. Details and ticket information are at TEDxSpokane.com. And if you want more TED Talks in your life, you can hear the TED Radio Hour, hosted by Guy Raz, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on KSFC 91.9 FM. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.